Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, she responds to Leilui Nishmas Haim Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Makis Daf Chof. The Mishnah brings the lav of a mashchis peyas konoi, someone who's mashchid the zokon, he cuts his beard with a blade. And the Mishnah concludes with a machlekes, is it specifically a blade, or maybe other items like menlaket v'rihitini. And the Gemara Daf Chofav Amudalev explains that according to everyone, scissors for sure could be used to cut the beard. And this brought down the halacha that the lav, the malchus of the beard, has nothing to do with scissors. Scissors is not part of the lav. The Chasam Sofer and Or Chaim Simon Kufnun Tes, he is speaking to somebody who gave him a tshuva, where he gave a very stark mahalach, a very machmerdik mahalach, that you're not allowed to shave the beard at all. And even though maybe there's no malchus on shaving with scissors, it's something which is still usher. And the person who wrote it, one of the reasons is because it's the Jew looks like a goy. It's called chukas a goyim to shave the beard. So the Chasam Sofer writes very stark against this concept, and he says, because we're not happy with what you're saying. We don't find Shas or Poiskim, we don't find any safer that we see that the Jews are going acted differently with a beard. So the other rabbi used to be that everybody in the world had beards. All the goyim also had beards. The only reason goyim stopped having beards is because there was one king who did not have a beard growing, so everybody went in his to be similar to the king and they shaved the beard. But it's not a chukas a goyim, it's not something that the goyim were knowing different than Yisrael. And he continues and says that when there was Gzeiros and Am Yisrael, Gzeiros taf taf nun vov, Gzeiros where they're killing Am Yisrael. So the one way for the Jews to be able to hide is for them to shave their beards and not look so Jewish. And that's what many Jews did. And because of that, the minig of those locations is that everybody shaved. Because those people that ran away, once they shaved their beard, because as across the fashas, they couldn't grow the beard back. So in order not to embarrass them, everybody started shaving. It became a minig of those locations. And only the big Tamei Chachamim, the big Rabbanim, they continue growing beards in those locations. And he continues and says, to shave with scissors is not a problem at all. And Amech Kulam Tzadikim, and you should not have any tainus on the ones who want to shave. That's because of Sefer, that the Shoyl pointed out, that the Mekubalim say not to touch the beard. Says the Chasam Sofer, "Ain liyasek ben istaris." I don't know this mikubalim. I don't know where he's coming from, but go ahead and check out. And he brings that the Ramah Mipano, the big mikubal from Italy, that he was completely clean shaved without one hair on his face, and he brings the piece someone who's made on him. That's how it was. And he says, there is a conflict, pick a bowl and not to shave the beard. That's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lartz. Now the Chasam Sofer mentions the Beremes, is something about Kabbalah. It's brought down in Kisvei Ari, in the Sefer Taimei Mitzvos, in Parashas Gedoshim, that it says there that a person should not touch the beard at all, because that's bringing the Tzinoiris of Shefa. And that's how Reb Chaim Vital brings that this Rebbe, the Arizal, never touched the beard at all. And regarding the Eidus about the Ramah Mipano, that he shaved, there's a Sefer called Toldos Rebbeinu Menachem Azariah Mipano, which is the Toldos of the Ramah Mipano, who was printed about 120 years ago. And there he says that Chasam Sofer is relying on a certain testimony, and he wants to bring, there's many other testimonies that says that Ramah Mipano did have a beard, and that testimony that Chasam Sofer was relying on is not a reliable one. So that itself is an interesting discussion. Do the Mekubalim and Chutzot shave or not? Now to add to that, that the Tzemach Tzedek from the Lubavitch in Yeridah, in the end of Siman Tzadik Gimel, he says that according to Halacha too, you're not allowed to shave even with scissors. And what the Shulchan Aruch says, that we learned in our sugyo, that you don't have a issur in scissors, that's only in the Gabi Malkus. But the Gabi issur, of course, there is. And that's how he learns the Halacha L'maisa. Now the Chilkas Yoyev in Yeridah Siman Peites brings the Tzemach Tzedek, and he brings that many of the poiskim say that it's allowed. He says, really, it depends on the minhag ha-makrim. If the makrim, this place, nobody shaves, so a person should not go and shave. But if the place, this place, people do it, so you can be soimich on all these poiskim. So seemingly, the Tzemach Tzedek is bringing out that halacha fits with what the mekubalim say. And seemingly, the Tzemach Tzedek learns that it's not nergav, it's only Eretz Yisrael, and chutz laretz as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.